music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, how you doing? It's Kelly. And you know what? I am so excited about this week's featured guest, Shaunette Hurd. Not only is Shaunette a dancer and choreographer who's worked with Beyonce, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, and Janet Jackson, but she's also a well-respected director and filmmaker for production company Spit and Image. Shaunette is here to chat about her time with Janet during the Velvet Rope World Tour in the late 90s as we continue to celebrate the album and the tour's 20th anniversary. But first, we've got some music for you to check out from Shawn Mendes. There's Nothing Holding Me Back, the live unplugged version on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. And I want to let her take control. Cause every time that she gets close, yeah, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. Take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked.
Sing it out.
She doesn't really like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Crazy, take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd
be louder.
Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. We would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. Love it when you go crazy. Take all my inhibitions. There's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Sing it out. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
So much. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook, Kelly Alexander Show.
No covering and resistance. Love. and Lincoln's ghost said,
get out.
That's U2 with Get Out of Your Own Way from their latest album, Songs of Experience. And the guys are going to be heading out on tour, their Experience and Innocence Tour, this coming spring. They kick off May 2nd in Tulsa, Oklahoma. How you doing? It's Kelly. And you know what? I am very excited to welcome our next guest. Seanette Hurd is a dancer, choreographer, teacher, director, and filmmaker who is here to chat about her experience dancing with Janet Jackson on the Velvet Rope World Tour as we continue to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the album and the tour. Seanette, thank you so much for making time for us and joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So we're going to get into Velvet Rope stuff, that's for sure. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions to sort of kick things off, because you've actually never been on my show before. So I did want to sort of ask you, did you know as a kid that dancing was going to sort of be an important part of your life?
Well, it's so funny because my mom told me when I kind of started my career, she said, you know, you walked in the house one day and you looked at me and you said, because I would study Rhythm Nation. Like I would study Rhythm Nation. I would study Chorus Line. I would just come home and just watch all the, you know, iconic classic dance films, if you will. You know, I study Fosse. And she just told me, you know, that you, she said, I came in the house and I said, you know, I'm going to dance for the stars. And I do not remember saying that at all, but I guess, you know, I don't believe my mom would just tell me that for no reason. So I think I had a hope this was going to be my career. And honestly, I had no other options. Like, I didn't see anything else but this, you know, and whatever it took to get here, that's all that was in my ahead of me, you know. So I think it's super important. That's why I tell the students now is that, you know, don't have a plan B. You know what I mean? If you see yourself doing this, you got to see it and know that you're going to get there. You don't know how, you don't know how it's going to look, but if you put in the work and the training, it'll unfold the way it's supposed to. So I guess I did kind of see it.
And what would you consider, Seanette, your first big break in the industry?
My first big break. Oh, God, I'm kind of going to date myself, huh? Well, I started off really young. Let me say that because that makes me feel better. But honestly, I think it was Travis, Frank Gatson, and LaVale, if I'm not mistaken. This is when Tevin Campbell was just hitting, you know, his high point in his career. And they had picked me to be the lead in his Just Ask Me To video. And so I was his lead girl in the video. And I think that's what I remember that being my big break. And then we had went to do the Apollo. And, you know, it was like those were huge deals because I just remember watching everything going, oh, my God, I'm at the Apollo Theater. Like it was just all these moments that, you know, I would just watch as a little girl on TV. And now I'm here performing, you know, with artists and really huge choreographers. So, you know, honestly, Travis Payne, Lavelle Smith, and Frank Gadsden were the ones that kind of set me off a bit and hired me for my first big job.
And can you talk to us about how you actually first met Janet? Because I was wondering if it was when she was sort of preparing the Janet album or if it was before that.
It was the Janet Tour album. It was that Janet Tour. It was after Rhythm Nation, her album after Rhythm Nation, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously the wonderful Tina Landon was the choreographer, and I had auditioned for that. And I love to tell the story because it's just so funny how you can kind of get in your own way and you don't even know it. I remember going to the audition, and for some reason I thought Janet was tall. For some reason, because TV, I guess, made you look tall. And I was, you know, I was still kind of a little girl, and not little, but like my late teens or whatever. And I just remember kind of going, I'm not going to get this. She's tall. And I remember it was a cattle call, obviously, like everybody in the industry was there auditioning. And I remember going, I'm just going to leave. And I was going to leave the audition because in my mind, I thought I'm not going to get it because I'm not tall enough. And a dancer named Brian Baldwin looked at me and said, you are not leaving. You need to stay for this. You never know what's going to happen. And I still to this day, whenever I see him, I haven't seen him in a while, I just give him a big hug and thank him because I would have left because in my mind, I thought there's no way I'm going to get this.
Wow, that's crazy. That's
and so, isn't it crazy? I tell that story all the time. Like I just tell that story to kind of inspire people and not to listen to, you know, your self-doubt. It can really, you know, I wouldn't have been where I am today by any means if I would have left that audition, you know?
And did you stick out sort of right away to Janet on that? Obviously, I mean, she picked you. So, like, was it, did you get, like, a bunch of callbacks right away, or how did that play out for the Janet album?
Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, I remember getting a callback, but I promise you, I think we got callback. It feels like 20 times. I don't know. I'm exaggerating, but, and then I remember the last callback, they kept calling me in to dance with this girl. Name, but anyway, and they kept calling me in, and I was like, oh my God, it's between her and I, and I know it. And later on, I found out they were just trying to make up their mind about her because they had already made up their mind about me, and so they just were making me dance with her. But yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh. So that last one, I promise you, I did the routine, like, it felt like we were there for hours. It was a very grueling audition process.
And can you tell us what it was like when you got the word, Sean, that, you know, you had been picked? Like, how did that feel?
Well, I was kind of still getting off scholarship. I was on scholarship at Edge Performing Arts Field and the old Edge. And I remember I think we had three roommates. I lived with three roommates at the time. And my agent called and I picked up the phone because it was a while, you know, but you don't hear right away, obviously. And she said, Seanette. And I said, yes. And she said, are you sitting down? And I go, what? And she yelled, you got the tour. You got Janet Jackson. And I remember running through that apartment. It was a very small apartment. And I'm running through. And I think one of my roommates were there and they're jumping up and down with me. And it was just like the moment. I still get chills thinking about that moment. Because that was it. That was like one of the moments. Little did I know that my career was going to go much further. But in that moment, I was like, this is what it's all for. This is what the tears were for. This is what, you know, thinking I'm not going to get ahead. This is what me making a decision to leave college so I can dance professionally. Like, it was just all these decisions that I made that were really, at the time, challenging and disagreeing with my mom because she wanted me to go to college and get a degree. And in that moment, I was like, This is it. Like, that's all I saw. It was one of the most highlighted moments of my life.
Yeah. One day I'm going to come back to you to talk to you just about the Janet album, but I know we got to move on to Velvet Rope. So I'm going to make you come back on the show, Sean. But I wanted to ask you, so when you finished the Janet tour and then you sort of had, you know, I guess like 2 years or whatever before, you know, Velvet Rope kind of kicked around. I know you did the Runaway video with Janet in 95, but was it sort of like in your mind, I don't want to say a no-brainer that you'd go back and dance with her, but did you maybe think you'd get another tour out of it, or was it always like, you don't know?
No, honestly, I felt like we kind of, because I think after Janet, I can't remember because that, you know, it's been a while, but I think as far as Velvet Rope, you know what happened? I was on tour with Michael.
Oh.
And I remember getting a call on the tour, and I think Tina called me or somebody called me because we were kind of friends at that time. You know, Janet's very inviting and inclusive. And, you know, she, if you're going to work for her, you know, she kind of makes you a part of her family. And so, you know, and she, you know, I think we were all friends. Not that we, you know, hung out all the time. We all still lived our lives or whatever. But I remember Tina called me or something and said, hey, Nettie, Janet wants you to be a part of the Velvet Rope. And I had to make a decision because Michael was going to do a second leg. And I, you know, had to make a decision that I wanted to go to Janet instead of stay on Michael. And I said, okay. And then, you know, I think, you know, I kind of handled it in a professional way and thanked, you know, Lavelle and Travis for the opportunity. But I think, like I said, we were all friends, and I just, you know, you want to kind of go hang with your friends. And not only that, both of them are, you know, great moments and opportunities for your career. But I, you know, it was a kind of a no brainer for me to go. It felt like the best way I can say go home, you know, like mm-hmm. I started to grow up with Janet, you know, we did Janet together. And then going into the Velvet Rope, it was like, yep, I'm there. So that's how it happened. I had to kind of leave Michael to go to Velvet Rope.
I recently interviewed, I guess it was Kelly and Nikki, you know, talking about the Velvet Rope, and I believe it was one of them. One of them told me that part of the requirements when they were coming back, because obviously you guys were sort of that Fab Four, as I call it, coming back for the Velvet Rope, that there was a bit of a requirement to sort of change your look up. Like, I know there were some piercings involved and all that sort of stuff. Were you fine with that? And was it just sort of like, you know, another part of your process as being an artist getting to do these different looks and different styles?
No, you know what? You're asking some really good questions, because honestly, I think I was starting to, because you start to come into your own, you know, like for me, like, this is my experience. Like, at first I was like this little girl from Inglewood, California, the hood. And, you know, I don't want to say the hood, but it was kind of the hood. But, mm-hmm. you know, just Inglewood, California, just like, oh my God, like, this is like, I've never been on the other side. I've never been to North Hollywood or anything. So, you know, going to studios and stuff were huge for me. But once I finished Janet and went to Michael, I felt like I was starting to come into my own as an artist. Like, I think they dyed my hair for Michael. They dyed my hair blonde because they, too, wanted a look, you know. So mm-hmm. I started to kind of cultivate that on tour with Michael. And then when we segued into Janet, and Janet was like, this is what I see. This is the vision. Her and Tina, you know, sat us down. I was already on my way there. So it was kind of like, yep. What? Tats? What else? What else? So it was like nothing I felt like I was going against where I was going anyway.
Okay.
You That's know, because cool. you start to develop your artistry, and that was a part of my role to who I am as an artist.
Okay, cool. Now, I wanted to ask you this, mm-hmm. and I've asked this of the other dancers before, meaning Kelly, Nikki, and Tina. And so now that I've got you, I mm-hmm. want to ask you, as a fan and watching you guys as part of the Janet Tour, and then again having the honor and privilege to see you as part of the Velvet Rope Tour, I think for a lot of us, we really gravitated towards the four ladies, and you guys were just amazing. You had this complete vibe, and I want to know if you were aware of it, or because you were in the bubble, you didn't realize how special you were to the fans.
Thank you for that compliment. You know, honestly, I see it now. Like, every time I run into a fan of the tour or of Janet, they always mention Velvet Rope. Always. That's the one thing they say, Velvet Rope. And honestly, I do remember moments like in rehearsal, not so much rehearsal, but on stage, where something was different. Like the way Tina and I would look at each other dancing together, or we would all, like, you know, do a routine. And there was an energy that now I can go back to and understand that how special that moment was for that tour. And when I go to other shows or go to other, you know, see other tours, or there is still something that feeling that I had on that stage when we were doing Velvet Rope and being alongside everybody who was a part of it. My emotions remind me that that was a seriously special moment, and the chemistry was, to me, brought together by the universe. I really believe that. And not only that, but even as me, you being a woman now and having my life and everything, like, that tour was meant for me personally to grow me up in ways that I never imagined would help me right now. Like, you know, it kind of gets me emotional, because now that I'm older and I see how special it was, like, to me, there's nothing that I see or that I've seen thus far or felt in my career that was so special the way that Velvet Rope project was for me.
Well, I'm going to echo something that Tice said, because I've now interviewed so many of the dancers from Velvet Rope, and it's so funny hearing all of you sort of reminisce, and sort of, I can hear you sort of bringing yourself back almost to those moments as you're telling the stories. And Tice basically had the same, like, he was knowing how successful Tice is as well these days. Like, it was just so great to hear mm-hmm. how much he loved being a part of the team, how much he loved being, you know, a dancer for Janet, and how much Janet still means to him. him. So I think it's universal, and I think the fans also feel that way towards you guys, because, like, honestly, I got emotional talking to Rob Vinson about, you know, the Velvet Rope and everything. So I just, I'll say this early, but thank you for everything that you guys did, because it truly was magical.
Yeah, well, thank you guys, because, you know, still, you know, I'm kind of really close to, you know, maybe one person that is like my sister, and you know, we don't talk all the time or see each other, but she's very special to me, Helena, and I met her, as you know, through being a fan of Janet, obviously, but now, you know, she's like a part of my life in a different way. But you guys, like, you know, when you guys come up and say, you know, you meant so much to me, I mean, honestly, that's like what brought me back to teaching, because I was so focused on, you know, my filmmaking career and building a company and all this stuff, that it really, really, really brought me back. And I said, you know what, there's no way that I can have those experiences and not let this new generation know and share what I've learned as far as my art as being a dancer, a choreographer, to this new generation. Like, I feel like I was stealing. I feel like it was just, I was robbing, you know, I was being selfish with the gift. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me come back after being away for a while and going, you know what? It's time to give back. It's time to let these kids know it's possible.
Well, I think that's amazing.
And it's through you guys saying, you know, it's through you guys saying how special it was and everything, and me feeling it. Like I said, I don't, you know, I was a bright-eyed kid at the time, but now I'm like, that moment and working with Tina, like, I appreciate those experiences with Tina even more now, because she is brilliant. You know what I mean? And I see it. I see it so much more now. And I really do. And I'm so glad I get to tell her, you know, mm-hmm. and when I see her, when we talk, of how she was hard on us and hard on me, but it helped me. And she was honest with me, like, and still to this day, like, she's someone I know I can call and get my feet on the ground. You know, and she's just one of those talents that I am honored to have worked with. I don't think there'll be another. Like she just, you know, I can go on and on about her because I'm appreciating it so much more now, you know.
That's amazing. Well, it just seems like I know that she gets called Mama Bear, and I think that that's awesome, because I think that's how she comes across and is just so, like you said, the love and the pushing you guys to do the best job that you could have done. And I think she obviously did a great job. And I wanted to bring you back to some choreography. Speaking of Tina, I think so many of us just lose our minds over the choreography for all of it, but specifically, like, I Get Lonely with regards to the ladies. How special was that for you, Sean, to be a part of the I Get Lonely video and obviously on stage?
It was just, again, it's like one of those things that I come to, you know, appreciate more now. But I, you know, like when we did the reunion and the benefit for Michael, who, you know, is just always in my heart. And, you know, that was hard. That was hard to know we lost one. You know what I mean? It was, and, you know, that was, it's still hard, you know, but that was really, the I Get Lonely video, it was just, and you know what, honestly, I do want to say this, is that on I Get Lonely, I remember we were rehearsing on stage and Tina's cleaning, she's cleaning all of us, and Janet's there, you know, obviously me and the girls are there, and there was a moment that I watched how Tina handled the whole environment, you know, from Paul Hunter to, you know, the pressure of us, you know, because you can't just be there all day. You're on a time constraint. And she always had this poise about her. And then I've worked with people, other choreographers, that just seem to not really have a poise about them. And they, you know, she's always, you know, she was very adamant about how clean we were and how precise we were. And I remember paying attention to that, not knowing that I can draw from that when I'm in a place in my career or in a situation in my life, especially in our industry, that I can draw from, and just remember that moment of me watching her and then watching how she choreographed it. And, you know, it was just all these beautiful moments that I was paying attention to. Little did I know that I would draw from them later on.
And when you look back at the Velvet Rope choreography, what is your favorite piece to do? And also, I guess I'll sort of tag on to that. What is your actual favorite song off the album?
Man, honestly, I would definitely have to say Lonely.
Okay.
Like, even when I hear it now, I'm just like, you know, it's just Lonely. Lonely was like, Lonely's a classic.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed 1,000%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I also wanted to ask, because I asked this of the other ladies and I wanted to get your take. When you were on stage and you guys got to pick the guys to come up to dance with Janet, how special was mm-hmm. that? And did you have sort of like an MO? Because I actually was fortunate, I said this to Kelly and Nikki, that in your Detroit show, I was actually front row center because Renee was very kind and gave us front row seats, my friend and I. And so I was, you picked my friend. And so he lost his marbles, of course. And it just seemed like you guys really were having a lot of fun up there getting to choose.
Well, yeah, because it's so, you know, it's just so authentic. You know, you're going off of someone who's actually sitting in that chair being seduced by Janet. I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a guy that is like, I don't know any guy that's not their dream, right? So you get to see their real reactions and like hoping they don't just sit there and have a heart attack, because some of them look like they weren't going to make it. You know what I mean? They were just so, you know, like so gone emotionally that I was like, oh my God, are they going to be okay? But you know, those are just fun moments, and it was so authentic, and you know, you can't plan it. You can't plan someone's reaction to that.
Now, I want to take you to the HBO special that you guys filmed for Velvet Rope. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we all mm-hmm. own the Velvet Rope DVD. We still have them. And so, you know, in preparing for all these interviews, I sort of went back and took a look at a bunch of it. And first of all, I'm going to gush here, and I don't care that you know this. I think you're just a gorgeous dancer. Like, I think you can do street. I think you can do soft. I think it's amazing. And I love your part when you come out to Throb on, well, both tours, both Janet Tour and Velvet Rope. But it just seemed like you were having so much fun, and you hung so well with the guys doing your freestyle. Did you really enjoy that portion of the show to come out to Throb?
Well, no, let me tell you the truth, because I really wanted to be a freestyler. I'm not a freestyler. I'm not like, I've learned how to like emulate one, but I'm, you know, Rob is a freestyler. That he's a true, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. he's bred. So I remember, and this is like, I remember we go out to clubs and, you know, I'll have a few or whatever. And I would try to freestyle all the time. And I just remember like just learning, because Rob taught me this. He was like, just follow the music. This is one for tour, for stage. Because I remember we all go to the clubs and they were freestyle. So honestly, thank you for that compliment. And I did have a good time, but I just really wanted to be like a true freestyler. So that's like a part of me like pretending that I really came from that. But I learned a lot from Rob. Like, he would just say, slow down, listen to the music. Like, he, you know, you can't teach somebody to dance from the heart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one thing that I feel all of us had. We just dance from our soul, you know? So, but he did help me with that. So I laugh at that now, but yeah, that was funny.
That's awesome.
But thank you for that compliment.
Of course. No, I can still picture you in the yellow jacket. So I got that. Uh-huh. back to the HBO concert for a sec. I wanted to know what it felt like on that day of filming. Cause obviously like you guys had done so many tour dates by that point. I'm sure that the tour was sort of like just stamped into your brains, but knowing that you guys had the extra, you know, millions of people watching with the live audience, what was the vibe like that day? Was Janet extra strong? Like, were you guys extra stressed? How did that go down?
No, I don't remember it being highly stressful. I don't remember us even, not that we didn't know, realize how, you know, huge that show was, but all the shows were huge to us. That's the one thing is I feel like, I don't know, this is something that I feel like I try to teach, you know, and I call them kids now because they're kids to me now, but no matter what was going on in our personal lives, or, you know, we would get mad at each other. Like, we were together all the time. Like, it was like brothers and sisters fighting sometimes. But the bottom line, once we hit that stage, it was left all on the floor. No matter if we had HBO or we had just a venue that was in, you know, not a big state, it didn't matter. Like, we, and I believe that is what was so special about us, one of the aspects. I can't even pinpoint what was special about that, this group and that tour, but there were so many elements. But I know that none of us went on that stage. I know we all danced from our gut and our spirit, that whatever we were going through, we were dancing through that on that stage.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I don't think it was just me. I think that's what everybody on that stage, like, we all dance from our soul, you know? So I feel like we all just really just left it on the floor, no matter what kind of show it was. So I don't think it was super, I don't remember it being super special. I think we were excited, but I don't remember us being, not special, but I don't remember us being super stressed or anything.
Much more coming up on The Kelly Alexander Show with dancer, choreographer, and director Sean Ed Hurd. But first, let's hear an amazing song from The Velvet Rope, which has a very strong message about domestic abuse. This is Janet Jackson with What About on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Kelly Alexander Show.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me. The same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song.
crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah. You can park your car in the driveway. I'll park my truck in the grass. I'll put a little swing on the front porch. If you put a little tea in my glass, watch the sunset from a gravel road. Kiss me in the kitchen on your tippy toes. Still loving on you when the rooster crows. Watching way more than the garden grow. You find a spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. You're laying next to you every night. Sounds like a damn good life. You find a spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. Plant the flowers, I plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs.
That's Blake Shelton with new music, I'll Name the Dogs, on The Kelly Alexander Show. Hey, it's Kelly, and let us get back to our chat with dancer and director Seanette Hurd, talking about the 20th anniversary of Janet Jackson's The Velvet Rope. Sean, can you talk to us about what it was like for you guys, the dancers, to work with Janet on this project, knowing that she had sort of just come through an emotional journey in her life? Janet has actually been very open about her struggles at that time, and I wanted to know if the dancers actually picked up on it.
I don't think we picked up on it personally, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it was, you know, it's not obviously not something that was ever talked about or anything, but I think, and I honestly, you just made me realize something. The fact that she poured her heart out probably made her create this environment that had to give their heart. Do you understand what
yep.
I'm saying? Like,
yep.
like the fact that she was healing and receiving and giving on this tour, in the moment she was going through, attracted an energy and the people around her to evoke that, whether it without saying it. Am I making
sense? Yes. Yep. I totally get it. There was definitely something very,
yeah.
Like, 'cause I mean, I love, you know, all the tours. I love all the tours. I love all the albums. But for some reason, to me, in my opinion, Velvet Rope just, there's something about it. Like, it just sticks out. And so maybe, like, it's like what you're saying, that there was that added element in her life, and then it sort of created that situation with the rest of you guys, too. Because just even the vibe, like what you guys were wearing, the way you guys had your hair, the tattoos, the piercings, like, it was just really mm-hmm. special and really different. And, like, I mm-hmm. almost would say before its time, in a way. I think that's why, you know, a lot of people were so influenced by the album. And I wanted to ask you as well, with regards to all of that, what is it like having Janet as a boss? Because like you said, she makes the environment very family friendly, if you will, but obviously she's still boss lady while being your
right.
friend and colleague.
Well, honestly, I have to say that, you know, the bottom line is that you just knew the boundaries.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, and honestly, having someone like Tina, who, you know, made sure, you know, like, we couldn't be late, you know what I mean? Like, if we're, you know, she would move us if you're not hitting the routine right, or if you're taking advantage. Like, there was, because there is a, just going from my own experience, and that's why, just real quick, you know, people ask me, like, do you wish you could still be there and be a dancer? And I'm like, no, because, and that's no disrespect. It's honestly because I'm a woman now. You know what I mean? Like, I have my, you know, a business, I have a family, and I feel like in order to be in that situation, and I have my own journey, you know what I mean? But I feel like to be a part of that and to learn how, you know, to learn how to be work with someone of that stature and have boundaries and not cross them, and you know, and not, and to know that the one of the best lessons I learned is to not believe that you've arrived in a situation like that, because you are in a bubble. You're treated so well. You know what I mean? Like, we were treated so well, and it's easy to kind of get caught up in that and kind of forget how you got there.
Right.
And for me, I had to come back to my roots and be reminded, you know, like, that was an experience. That was one of the best experiences of my life. It has made me go out and want to be my own boss and be my own creator of my own journey, because I've watched somebody like her. I've watched somebody like Tina Landon, you know what I mean, that carries themselves. And I wanted that, and I had to go find my way to get to that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I started, you know, it was like I was with Janet, like, what, 3 tours. That's most of my career.
Right.
You know, in a big bubble like that. You know, that's a big bubble. And then not only that, but, you know, working with high artists like Madonna and stuff. And I'm so grateful for those experiences, but I had to, like, do some work to get back to my roots so I can become what I learned from.
Right.
You know, because it's easy to take it for granted and go, oh, I've arrived. This is my life. And there's so much more. Those are just experiences, and not, I'm not minimizing them. They're great experiences, but they also help me channel where I want it to be.
That's such a great outlook on everything. Yeah, I think that's fantastic, because I think, and I pulled so much from what you just said, so I think a lot of people listening are going to take that as well. Because, yeah, I think it's so easy to get caught up, especially when you're around such a high-level star and everything that comes along with it, and the fact that you're able to stay to stay grounded. And I did want to ask you, like, it's the 20th anniversary, which I still can't believe it's been 20 years since Velvet Rope. But
me neither.
what message would you want to say to Janet on this 20th anniversary?
Thank you. You know, thank you. I'm so proud of her. You know, I'm so proud of her, because she's just a strong, she's a perfect example of a strong, beautiful Black woman in our industry, and talented, and owns it, and holds it, and bounces back, and, you know, and she exudes it. And I continue to watch her and learn from her. And I am so grateful for the artist experiences that I've had with her and Tina, and, you know, my fellow dancers that I worked with. And I'm proud of each and every one of us, of where we've gone and how we've grown up in the game. And, you know, and I just, and it all led from her. Mm-hmm. You know, it all led from her. You know, I look at Nikki, and I have a connection with Nikki. I have a connection with Kelly, and I have a connection with Tina. Like, we were all in that room celebrating Mike and lifting him up, but there was still, even when Gil came in, there's still that connection that we will never forget, because that Velvet Rope was something, it's an unspoken magic that we shared, you know. And I just and it all came from her, and I'm so grateful that she saw something in me, that she invited me on her journey with her, for me to learn and to grow up and to cultivate and expand my artistry. I will forever be grateful.
And did you have any message that you'd like to pass along to the fans? Because I know a lot of the fans don't get to sort of see you or hang out with you very much, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to say hello to them, because they've been so gracious to listen to my show for a couple of years now, and I know they'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I'd love to say thank you for your receiving. You know what I mean? You guys have been open to receive it and give it back, you know, by emails or by gifts, and by, you know, when I run, sometimes I run to people on the street or at the studio, and, you know, it's a two-way street. There's no way we can be here without you guys. You know what I mean? Like you guys knew our names, you guys knew of us, and yeah, Janet was the forefront, but it made me feel special too. And it also made me feel like, wow, I'm giving someone hope right now through the experience that Janet afforded me. You know what I mean? Like, we're standing on the stage giving you guys hope. And when I see the new dancers with Janet, like, they get to pass it along. Like, they're constantly getting to pass it along and show that it's possible, because we don't have many left, sadly.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Madonna's still around, Janet. You know what I mean? It's like Paula, like, those are people that, like, for me, and those are people that I knew. I was like, you are why I want to do what I do, and I want to do it with you, behind you. And it ended up becoming true, bigger than I imagined. And you know, and when I just remember the energy that we felt when we were on that stage in Velvet Rope, like that will be always in my heart. Like I still can feel it. I still can feel it on certain numbers, you know, especially when Janet would stand there and people, the energy of you guys, the fans, you know, will never, ever go away, ever. The way I think Janet is the same way I think the fans.
Well, we appreciate it so much. And I, before I let you go, I did want to say that forever, for the rest of my life, I will always have the image of you and the rest of the gang on the Oprah show. And when you got to sort of do your little part with Oprah, you were so cute and we all loved it. I think you broke our hearts, a lot of us. We just thought it was so amazing. So I've always wanted to tell you that it was so cool. And on behalf of the fans, just thank you. I can't use enough words to thank you for everything that you've done. Like I said, it was an honor and a privilege to be able to watch you with Janet for so many years. And I know that so many of the fans feel the same way. So on behalf of all of us, I just want to send you a big hug and thank you so much for making time for us and doing this interview.
Well, thank you. It was a great interview, and I really appreciate you being patient with me, and I'm glad I got to be a part of it.
Of course, and you're welcome back on the show anytime. That is dancer, choreographer, and director Seanette Hurd. Make sure you follow her on Instagram at newlife02, and of course, check out her website, spittenimage.com. Right now, let's hear new music from a great music duo who came together in 2014. They're known collectively as Sophie Tucker, and their song is called Best Friend on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I think that I'll keep loving you way past 65. We made a language for us two, we don't need to describe. Every time you call on me, I drop what I do. You are my best friend and we've got a chance to shoot.
Yeah.
Yo, you wanna meet me in the lounge?
Yeah.
Yo, you wanna meet me in the club?
Yeah.
Yo, you wanna meet me downtown?
Okay.
Yo, you wanna meet me in the east?
Yeah.
Yo, you wanna meet me in the west?
Yeah.
Yo, you wanna meet me on the block?
Yeah.
Yo, you wanna meet me at the spot?
Okay.
I think that I'll keep loving you way past 65. We made a language for us two, we don't need to describe. Every time you call on me, I drop what I do. You are my best friend and we've got
wishes.
That's
a
baby.
Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.
Keep me connected to you like I was your shadow. You're giving me answers to all of my questions here on my pillow. Ooh. Can't nothing get in between us, baby. We've been waiting on this moment for so long. You
when I put my lips on you. Your face just go up and down your spine for me. Make you cry.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show this week. We always appreciate your time, and a big thank you going out to our guest, Seanette Hurd. It actually took us a little while to orchestrate our schedules to match up, so I'm so thankful and so happy that Sean was finally able to join us on the show. I also couldn't do the show without my right-hand man, so Adam Breesall, thank you so much for all of your help. And you know what? We'd love for you to check out our social media, which you can find on our website so you're up to date with everything that's going on, kellyalexandershow.com, and of course our newsletter, tinyletter.com/kellyalexandershow. Have an excellent week. You and I'll chat soon.